Listeners, if you're looking for things to do in April and May, I have some suggestions coming to you from Chloe Whitaker, Adult Programming Director at the Troy Public Library. Chloe, welcome back to Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you, Bria. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
And it looks like you have a very full schedule, so listeners, go to their website because there's a lot more going on than what she's going to talk about, but she is going to talk about some cool things. What's first?
Yes. So to start today, I actually want to talk about what we just did on Saturday. We had our first ever fabric swap here at the library. We had over 50 attendees and many more people who donated fabric. So it was a great way to bring in new fabric, get rid of your old fabric, all at zero waste. We are planning to do it again in the fall, which is why I bring it up now. So mark your calendars for September, October, and hopefully we'll be doing another one of these. So keep your fabric stored.
In other words, quilters and fabric collectors, start going through your stash now because you've got a noble way to get rid of it. Pass it on.
Exactly right. So one of the other things we're doing, at the beginning of every month, we do our adult take and make kits. And this month we have garden starter kits. So these are herbs or dirt, organic seeds for a bunch of your spring herbs, parsley, chives, thyme, oregano, mint, that kind of thing. We are going to be replenishing our stores. So by the time you're hearing this on the radio, we will have more. So please stop by the main library to pick up take and make kits for this month.
So everything you need to start a garden is in the kit, the container, the soil, and the seeds.
Yes, and the containers are biodegradable. So it for ease of transplanting, you can actually just take the whole container, put it in a new bigger pot as your herbs start to grow.
So if you're inspired by Earth Day and want to do something for the earth, they give you some of the earth. Okay, and next.
So for one of our crafts this month, this is one of our afternoon crafts. So if you don't like driving after night or you don't want to do something during the day, on the 22nd of April, we have a felt frog keychain class. So I will be teaching some basic sewing skills and we'll be making little cute frogs out of felt that you can use as charms, you know, or keychains, however you'd like. So that is that. That's 2 to 4 p.m. on April 22nd.
So it's not felt frog like you're getting warts on your hands from touching frogs.
No, these are wart-free frogs. and you can customize them to make it the perfect frog that is the perfect cuteness level for you.
But they won't become princes.
You never know. I'm not saying everyone has a little bit of magic, so I won't say that that won't happen. And then later that week on the 27th, so April, every month has so many different things being celebrated. So it's Earth Month, it is Poetry Month, and it is also Jazz Month. So we are doing a jazz performance on the 27th, a Saturday at 1:30 p.m. with local jazz group MC Squared. And they are wonderful. This is actually through a grant. So please come by and see them.
So MC Squared, they're probably high energy.
Yes, and these are a lot of classically trained musicians too. So you're getting a really great performance, and this is a family-friendly event. So you can bring your kids to this. With our last performance, there were a lot of strollers in the room, and it was a lot of fun.
Sounds wonderful. And next.
So on the 29th, we have our first open mic night in recent memory. We're calling it Tea and Poetry, so people can sign up and just come and sit and listen to poetry being read aloud, or they can come and on the night sign up to read some poetry. So it can either be something that means a lot to you, a poem that already exists that you love, or if you do want to read one of your own works, we encourage that. Each poem is going to be 3 to 5 minutes long, and there'll be refreshments provided.
And that's part of National Poetry Month. When I came in, the front circulation desk has a poem in extra large sort of refrigerator magnets of different words. So listeners, stop by and read it.
Yes, and a little story about that display as well. The person who did it, Emma Rinaldi, she is a local artist as well, and she does a lot of our displays. She asked the head of circulation whether she should do a display of fridge magnets in a poem or a lot of little ducks with umbrellas, and the head of circulation said, please both. So if you look at the desk, you will notice there is a poem, and underneath there is a row of ducks with little umbrellas as well.
And when you come in to the left on the front of the circulation desk is the poetry and the ducks. But to the right, there are two different large bulletin boards that list some of the many other activities going on, the flyers for different activities. And then straight ahead, so that you're surrounded by information, there's a calendar that lists everything by calendar date.
Yes, and I take a lot of pride in these calendars. It's what I'm referencing while I do this interview right now. I try to make them extremely cute. So please take one, put it on your fridge. It's supposed to be something that you don't mind looking at, but it also has all the information you need.
And I see that May is maybe National Strawberries Month. There's a lot of strawberries there.
I have themed May's calendar strawberries because for me, it is the beginning of strawberry season, and it felt like an appropriate motif to use.
So maybe you can give us a little bit of information about your role as adult programming director in terms of, do you come up with all these cool ideas for activities, or do people come to you, or some combination? How do you figure out what to focus on? Because you've got so freaking much.
It is a lot. I guess it is. It's a mix of both, as is are a lot of things. So I do reach out to people specifically to do certain events that I think would be cool or fit a theme. Sometimes other people in the department come to me with ideas that they would like to do, and we make it work. And other times I just, you know, when you do this for long enough, you tend to have a lot of contacts in the community. And so as people have ideas for things that they want to put on at the library, they will just send me emails, and I get to say, oh, sounds great. Please come on such and such a date. So it's a good job.
And then we're in a second floor room that has lots of skeins of yarn and books on crafting and crochet hooks. What's with that?
We were doing a weekly Wednesday knit and crochet evening that is going to be starting back up again in the fall. We've paused for the summer to give our instructor a little bit of a break because she does this on a volunteer basis. But probably pretty soon there'll be even more yarn in this room as we bring out even more stores for our next round of crochet nights. And then there'll also be some classes coming up where people can learn to do it if they've never done it before.
Any other sneak previews of things that are going on, reading clubs or anything else, or things that are in the works that you might want to tap on people to volunteer to help with?
Yes. Well, there is one more thing that I want to talk about that's happening in May. And this is actually an example of an organization reaching out to me to do an event, and I was so happy to do it. So May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, and we are very privileged because Monday, May 13th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m., we're going to have a panel of professors, so doctorate-level speakers, coming in to talk about Asian American studies and the reach of that in storytelling, in heritage, and in the work that all of them do at their various universities. So more information on that can be found at our website. But I would encourage a lot of people to come to that.
And for all of these various events, do you need to register in advance? Can you just show up, a mix? How does it work?
It is always best to register to ensure that you have a seat, and that can be done on our website, thetroylibrary.org, or by calling us at 518-274-7071. And yeah, that's just, I would say that is a good rule of thumb, is register to make sure you can make it to the event, because we often have a capacity limit for some of our rooms.
But the take and make kits with the full garden supplies, those you can just pick up anytime the library is open?
Yes, if we have them, you can come in and just grab them.
And then a reminder of where the main branch of the Troy Public Library is.
You can find us across from the Russell Sage campus and next to the courthouse, 100 2nd Street, downtown Troy.
Now, listeners, I'll just warn you that if you come in the next little while, it's going to be a very large plywood encased front because they're doing outdoor renovation work. But if they say the hours are open, they are open. You just have to find your way through the plywood. Thank you very much. That was Chloe Whitaker, Adult Programming Director at Troy Public Library's Main Branch, talking with me, Bria Barthel, for Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Thanks, Chloe.
Thank you, Bria.